We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He's your artist of the day because he's awesome. From his 1989 album, Journeyman. You can find this one. We will be joined here in just a moment with a licensed psychotherapist, Mary Beth Olson. And then your quarantine conversation of the day is with the vice president of the Kansas City Royals, Mike Swanson. And Toby Cook made clear in a text message to me last night that his nickname in the clubhouse is Swanee. So apparently we're going to call him Swanee. And he'll join us at 4:30. He did. Toby's such a nerd.
Have you had a day yet, Scott, where you honestly just didn't want to get out of bed? Have you had that day yet?
No.
Good.
I mean, there have been days I didn't want to go work out, but I forced myself to go work out. But no. Let's bring in to the hotline, licensed psychotherapist here in Kansas City, Mary Beth Olson. Dr. Olson, I'm assuming. Welcome.
Yes. Hello.
Hi there.
How can I help?
Oh, well, just fix me right now because we're all a ball of anxiety and stress right now. Everyone listening has anxiety. Even if you didn't have anxiety before, you have it now.
And what are you doing till 7 o'clock tonight?
Well, I might be talking to you. I don't know. It sounds pretty grim up there. But first of all, I want to thank you for what you guys are doing because I know it's hard being there. You're at the front lines just like the medical people, but there's nothing you can do about it other than listen, and it's tough.
Well, I would not compare what we're doing to the life-saving measures that other people are doing.
No.
But we're happy to do what we do. We love what we do for a living. Dana has a starter question that we ask every guest who joins us on the show.
Yeah, are you wearing pants?
Yes, I am, but no shoes.
Okay. Well, that's good because some of our guests have just stopped wearing pants, which again goes back to the anxiety and depression. You got to put your pants on, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you know, I do all of my sessions now through telemedicine, so I look great from the waist up.
You know, I must confess, Doctor, I do see a psychologist, and he too has gone to teleconferencing or just over the phone. And
yeah, we have to.
Yeah, that's how we're doing our sessions right now. Is that hugely weird for you? Somebody who normally sits in a room with somebody, you know, across the room from them, sitting in a chair, you're on the phone?
No, I've been doing that for years because a lot of my clients travel. I mean, I do sessions when they're in France and they're in Toronto and they're in California. And it only takes about a minute to adjust to it. The telemedicine sites that we have there are so clear that it's just really like FaceTiming your kids. It's very comfortable and it doesn't get in the way for any more than about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And is that how you found it, Scott?
Yeah, I it was different. I mean, we've only done one session over the phone. It was different, but once we got used to it, it was fine. Mm-hmm. It was fine.
Yeah, all right. It works just fine. We are not a touching industry, and so as long as you're not in a touching industry, it lends itself very much to telemedicine.
So, I think people, especially people with anxiety disorders and control issues, they want to just have this go away. We want you to fix mm-hmm. this. And we are now all in a situation mm-hmm. globally where there is mm-hmm. no fix to this. And mm-hmm. so what are mm-hmm. you telling your clients?
Well, I can't get it to go away in the world, but I can get it to go away in your mind and in your health. We are in a situation that is very high anxiety, probably worse than anything we've had in our nation since we were in a war. It's because what is happening is uncontrollable. We don't like that. It's unpredictable, and it's ongoing. It's not stopping. In fact, it's getting worse, and that's why anxiety is going through the roof. But there are definitely some things you can do to not have this take up your whole existence and to remember that there are normal things going on.
Doctor, there was a headline on CNN just before the top of the hour, and they were speaking yes. on CNN with a psychotherapist. Alcohol sales mm-hmm. boom during quarantine. Mm-hmm. Does that, as a professional, yeah. does that concern you?
Well, addiction is always a concern. And when people feel out of control and unpredictable, that always gives them an excuse to use whatever addiction that they're doing. And so it is a big concern. I think we need to have the liquor stores open. I understand that, because there would be a lot of problems if we closed them. But it's just one of those sad things. We just hope that they eventually get some help for that issue.
Go ahead, Dana.
Well, even people who don't have addiction issues are saying, look, at the end of the night, I would really like to have a glass of wine, or I'm going to lose my mind for a variety of reasons. We have mm-hmm. people who, you know, the bills are coming due. They have been laid yeah. off or fired or worse. There are just so many stressors right now, all coming at yeah. us like a fire hose to the face. Yeah. What can you do to control some of that within the boundaries of your own home?
Well, what I am telling every one of my patients at the beginning of every session is to do five things. One, get some sun. Our circadian rhythms are geared towards getting out and getting more sun. That is a mood lifter. It gives you vitamin D, which is good for your brain. Number two, make sure you get good sleep, because we are handling the unpredictable and the uncontrollable all day long, and your brain needs more sleep to make sense of that, because your brain makes sense of things at night. So you need to make sure you get good sleep. Number three, stay connected with people who love you. It is possible for us to be more connected with the people that love us during an isolation period than it is normally, because we get so busy with other things we don't see them. But I am making sure that I'm talking to my siblings once a week. I talk to my kids once every day or every other day, and we have a joint family meeting once a week. And then I'm making sure that I call my cousin and this friend, just checking in on them. And I do it by video rather than by telephone or text, because it's more personal. And video visual will get that oxytocin, that bonding chemical, going in your brain. And that's the best chemical in the world. Number four, adjust your expectations to be closer to reality so you don't have as many surprises.
That's a big one.
Tell yourself, I'm probably going to be in my house until the end of May. And just make plans that way. Now, if you get a surprise and we get out by May 15th, fine. But tell yourself what the realistic expectation is. One of the definitions of stress is the distance between expectation and reality. The farther those things are apart, the higher your stress. If you can make your expectation align with reality, you're going to be a lot happier. And then the fifth one is focus on what you can control and do that well, and try not to focus on what you can't control. And there are some things we can and some things we can't control.
Sounds like the Serenity Prayer to me.
Well, like your attitude.
Absolutely, because one of the things you can control are, am I going to follow the CDC rules? How much news am I going to watch? I'm telling all my patients to watch 15 to 30 minutes in the morning, 15 to 30 minutes at night. Nothing
But 4 hours of Dana and Parks in the afternoon. I mean, that's a healthy balance.
unless you love Dana and Park, and unless it doesn't overwhelm you. Some people are data mongers. They just love the data, and so they're going to listen to news all day long, and it doesn't upset them. If it upsets you, limit it, and then go live your life in between.
Hey, Doctor, can we open it up to the listeners? They have a lot of questions,
absolutely.
I'm sure. Okay, let's do that. Yes. Dr. Mary Beth Olson is joining us, licensed psychotherapist, 576-7798. This is a topic we have not touched on this show since this crisis started. That is mental health, which is just as critical as physical health. 576-7798. When you call in, just if the quicker you can get to your question, the more people we can get in. 576-7798. Dr. Mary Beth Olson joins us on the other side here on Dana and Parks. Licensed psychotherapist Mary Beth Olson is joining us on the hotline. You either love this song or you hate this song in your line of work.
Well, everybody gets their opinion.
I'm on the crazy train there, Doctor. I'm on the crazy train. Hey, on a serious...
You know, most of the people I talk to, just they're not crazy. They're just having a hard time. That's not crazy.
I just want somebody to listen to me complain about losing my dad 22 years ago. That's all I want.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Can Mary Beth, can you tell us the difference between normal coronavirus anxiety and I need to go see somebody quickly anxiety?
It's a really good question, Dana. If it gets in the way of your function or your personal life, then you probably need to seek some help. And the best way of illustrating that is if I had a 104 temperature, I would have a physical problem. And so on the day that I had 104, I wouldn't clean my house, wouldn't pay the bills, I wouldn't function, and I wouldn't have a personal life. I'm going to stay in bed. But the minute the 104 temperature is over, then I would get back to those things. If the depression or anxiety you're experiencing is getting in the way of those things for two or three more weeks, you probably need a little bit of support.
What would you say, Doctor? We all live in a world where we wish we could just stay at home sometimes and go on a, quote, permanent vacation. And we complain that we don't get to go on a permanent vacation and get the yard work finished and spring clean the house, et cetera, et cetera. And then when the government tells you, hey, man, you have to go on a permanent vacation, you have to stay at home and find something to do, like work in your yard or clean your house, and then we all complain about it.
Well, there's a trauma symptom called freeze. When we have a lot of anxiety or when we get an overwhelm, we either fight or flee, flight or freeze. Fight has a lot of energy. We can fix it. Flee, we get away from it. I don't want to be around that. But freeze is the most dangerous of the three because we get stuck in place. You don't know when the other shoe's going to drop. You are having to endure something uncomfortable, and you can't get away from it. And so freeze is what can really cause you trouble if you're in it for too long. That's why it's important for you to do something that gives you an immediate gratification so you don't feel like you're in freeze, like you can affect some kind of change in your world. You don't have to do a lot. You don't have to take the whole list of 20 things long and get them done in 4 days. If you can do one of those things a day, you're going to feel, okay, the world outside is kind of crazy, but I am getting this done and I'm proud of myself. And it's going to give you some control back a little bit.
What are you most worried about, Doctor? Anxiety, depression, or addiction?
Well, addiction is ongoing, and this kind of thing is just going to spike it for a while. I'm concerned about it, but in light of this situation, the anxiety is the immediate problem because people, when they're in overwhelm, they lose, remember from our last conversation, they lose their logical part of their brain and they do things that aren't necessarily very good. But if you have anxiety over a long period of time, it develops into depression or into hopelessness. And so we're having a lot of anxiety now, but if this keeps going for a long period of time, we're going to have a lot of depressed, frozen people who are getting hopeless or they've given up. You know, these college students who are just graduating from college right now, and they're going, so I've worked for 4 years, and I'm going to graduate, but there aren't going to be any jobs. It's real easy to get depressed, and so that's why we want to keep a finger on, a pulse on, if you are having anxiety, depression for longer than 2 or 3 weeks to the point where it gets in the way of your function or your personal life, you probably ought to seek help.
Well, I hope that people who need the help find the help. And you have been so helpful to me, and I know you've been helpful to our listeners, and it's just, there's just so much of this stuff going on right now. I actually, and I'm a news
really
person, I love your suggestion, 15 to 30 minutes in the morning, 15 to 30 minutes at night, and then move on. Because, and I said this to myself last night, Mary Beth, I can't sit here and watch Anderson Cooper for another hour and change things. Me sitting here and intaking more numbers and sobering facts and figures and deaths, it's not going to change it. I can't fix it, so I don't have to wallow in it.
Yes, and I was noticing on YouTube, I do this morning and night, and on YouTube, starting yesterday, right when the numbers went up over 2 million that are going to potentially die, YouTube started putting on things like 10 weird things about the giraffe or 6 things to do while you're stuck at home. They're starting to put some more humorous things on. So there are some options for you. You don't have to always watch the news.
Hey, doctor, thank you for your time. Keep your pants on, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much. Take care.
Your quarantine conversation is next. It is Mike Swanson, the vice president of the Kansas City Royals. I need not remind anyone, today was supposed to be opening day at Kauffman Stadium. Mike Swanson joins us next here on KMBZ.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
Welcome back.
In the hollow.
It is time now for your quarantine conversation of the day. And we are honored and pleased to be joined by the Vice President of the Royals, Mike Swanson. Mr. Swanson, good afternoon. Hello.
Uncle on the Mr. Swanson stuff, Scott. I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
Is it okay if I call you? Is it okay if we call you Mike? Is that okay?
You can call me Mike. You can call me Swan. If you're around this house much the last few weeks, you'd hear a lot of things I was called. So.
Well, I was told to call you Swanny. Is that okay, too?
Yeah. You know what? It's a funny story, but I'll be out, back before when we were allowed to go out, and my wife would yell Mike 2 or 3 times, and there could have been 5 or 6 other Mikes in the room, and I wouldn't turn around, so she's got to yell Swanny to get my attention, too. So it's just...
most important and critical question of the day, Swanny, are you wearing pants right now?
I am wearing golf shorts. So I guess mini pants, if that's how you want to go with it. But I'm wearing golf shorts and a golf sweater from the Plantation course, where I know that Dana has played golf before. So in honor of that, I'm nice and relaxed and wishing I was there right now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful memory, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's. Can't wait to go back. We may still be playing baseball this year when I normally go back, but we'll see what happens.
Well, let's talk about that. What are some of the possibilities? Because we all desperately miss watching baseball. We're even watching old games on TV right now just to kind of trick ourselves into thinking it's still out there.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be, if we go down the baseball road, I'm going to be the most boring interview you've ever had. And because we literally, we can't speculate. We have no idea ourselves, and anything that myself or anybody in the organization or any other organization for that matter says about the schedule, they literally are lying to you. And so I'm not going to get caught doing that. It's just, we really don't know. There are so many scenarios that the commissioner is working on with his people and other people in baseball and the Players Association. And, you know, we'll wait till this passes that we're, you know, this life we're living right now. And then once it's settled, then we'll see what they give us and we'll play by it. But literally, when you read a story or somebody makes a comment about whatever day, whatever month, whatever year this is going to resume, they're not telling you the truth because they do not know.
Let me ask you this, though, Mike, if I may. Is there a – and I understand we don't know when it might start, and that's fair, and to your point that nobody knows, fair point. is there a drop-dead date where if it doesn't start by, you know, June 30th or June 15th or July 1st, the season will not exist?
Never heard that one. And, I mean, it's if there's that such a scenario, again, nobody's told us, but yeah. I've never heard that one. I'm on a conference call. We all are. We spend so much time on conference calls now. I can't wait for baseball to resume just to not have a conference call. I can't wait to see these people in the hallway again. I swear, if I could have been the one to invent Zoom, I'd be living on that golf course right now in Maui, and y'all could be, you know, getting me long distance 4-hour, 5-hour time difference. But literally, nothing like that's ever come up, so it's not fair for me to even project that.
Well, you've been in baseball for 40 years.
I'm 42. If I can get to 42,
yeah. How bad do you miss it, man?
Oh, it's killing me, but it's killing me. But I think it's killing my wife and daughter more because when I got married, I was single for 42 years. I'll just tell you it this way: I didn't get married till I was 42. Now, obviously, the first 18 to 21 of them, there was absolutely no interest. Well, there wasn't a lot of interest in the middle part either, but. Truth be told, but you know, I was a single guy living in San Diego, for God's sake, you know, I mean, come on. But when I finally met this woman during the strike of 94, and we dated, and then baseball started, and we continued to date, which generally never happened. I was usually split up with whoever I was going out with by the All-Star break because I was never home. And in November of 95, I asked her to marry me, and she said yes. And the only thing I could think of now going back on it is that, let's see, he's gone 2/3 of the year. We get benefits. I get to watch baseball. I get to hang out with my friends. And I only have to put up with him for 1/3 of the year. Hell yeah, I'll say yes. So, but now it's swanning 24/7, and she didn't sign up for that.
She should have been on with our psychotherapist last half hour.
I don't even like Swanee 24/7. I can't imagine somebody else having to deal with it.
What are you doing at home to pass the time?
Other than conference calls?
Yeah.
Right now, better watch how I phrase this, but right now we are mass murderers. We have a little ant problem in the house. So.
Oh.
We've been chasing the ants around the house and making sure that they don't come back and making a few trips to the store to get the right materials to get them out of here. But other than that, we have two dogs. I have a daughter who's hopefully going to graduate from KU this year. She's a little ahead of schedule, and now she's on online courses.
Oh.
Which,
yeah,
that's not a lot of fun for her. But she's a junior, but has just one semester after this one finish up, and I'm very proud of her there. So.
You know, but Mike, I have a neighbor who works at KU, and we got to shoot in the breeze a little bit earlier today, and she said graduate. I don't know if your daughter's was supposed to graduate in May or whatever, but
no, hopefully December.
December, okay. The May graduations, my neighbor told me, have been pushed back to late summer, early fall, and the graduations after that, I'm assuming, will go on as scheduled. But we got to talking, you know, how weird. Especially for the kids, but I think the kids enjoy the graduation. The parents really enjoy the graduation.
Yeah.
That's your moment to be proud. And
absolutely. To watch all that money walk down the hill.
Yes.
You know, if it's going to go, at least you want to have a really good view of it and see it go. And you know, to see her... To see, you know, the way we've lost in the last couple of weeks hasn't been a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just to be able to be there, it's something I can't wait. I can't wait to watch her come down that hill. I can't wait for her to get her piece of paper. And then I can't wait for her to get a job.
And get out of the house.
You know. And she'll be looking for internships here this fall. And she wants to, as if my 42 years of this, you know, wasn't enough to – and she's only 21. She's only had half of it, but to drive her away from there, she actually enjoys sports, loves sports. Mm. She's the son we never had. She went to the Super Bowl with me. It was kind of my surprise to her because she had interned on game days for the Chiefs this past year. And
oh.
and she was working in sports information over at KU at the time of this, and she's still heartbroken that this weekend she's not going to be down in Atlanta with the Jayhawks. So just assuming that's where they were going to be, but
that would have been this weekend.
Yeah. So it would have been pretty cool. It'd be pretty cool for her to pseudo follow in my footsteps as long as she gets to keep her hair and doesn't get the wrinkles that I've gotten. So.
Is she home, and has that been any kind of an adjustment for you guys?
Probably more of an adjustment for her. She likes to have the in and out privileges that she's earned now, and there's nowhere for her to go. And she's taken up a hobby of painting right now, which is actually pretty cool. We were getting the daily drop off from Amazon Prime of canvases for her to paint.
Oh, that's
painting
cool.
Logos and things like that. So it's pretty cool. We know when they arrive because the dogs hear the doorbell and all hell breaks loose here for a couple of minutes. But then she's doing that, and my wife does a lot of reading, and she's the binge watcher in the house. And then
Mike, don't ruin the next segment. Don't ruin. That's coming up after the break.
I'm going to bore you with that one, but go ahead. That's fine. They're the big watchers. I'm the one who, again, me being at home during a time where I'm not normally at home, I'm the one who sits down at the TV on a Wednesday night, and my Chicago PD and Chicago Fire and Chicago Met are coming on, and I can't watch them right away because my wife's recording the Real Housewives of Indonesia and the Real Housewives wherever they are, and some boat show, and this lady who has a restaurant out in Beverly Hills, and I can't remember her name right now. We've been to that restaurant. It's just so much. Vanderpump, that's what it is. I mean, they're so I've got a battle for TV time, but, other than that, it's all fun and games.
What was it like going to the Super Bowl, and were you in a suite? Did you get to go up with the Clark or the Hunt family, or?
No, somehow I missed that invitation. Never made it.
Weird.
I think he forgot that I was a water boy for that team back when they won the last Super Bowl, and I didn't get to go because I didn't make the cut that day either. I was just a high school kid then. But
is that a joke or is that a true story? Were you a water boy for the Chiefs?
Oh yeah, that's a true story. My mom worked for the Chiefs for 34 years in the coaching office,
and you were a water boy for the Kansas City Chiefs in. Super or in the season, the season for Super Bowl IV.
69, 70, 71, 72. I actually traveled with the team all the time in 71, 72. My job was to carry the suit that Hank Stram wore on the sidelines. We lived in Raytown at 63rd and Hedges, and right up at 63rd and Blue Ridge was Raytown Cleaners. And so my job was to take the suit after the game on Sunday, wherever we were, whether we were at Municipal Stadium or on the road. And take it to the cleaners, make sure it got cleaned, and pick it up and make sure it was on the flight or in his locker at the stadium that following Sunday.
I'll be damned.
I'd push Gatorade and, ammonia towels in the summer and Firm Grip in the winter. That back when Firm Grip was legal, we had some players that were good with that. And, it was really a cool upbringing.
Mike Swanson, the vice president of the Royals, was a water boy for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, let's just get right down to it. I wash jocks for a living, yeah. But you know what? You know what? 10 or 11 of those jocks are hanging in
That's right.
Football Hall of Fame, in Football Hall of Fame now, so in Canton. I say Cooperstown a lot because of baseball, but no, they're in Canton, Ohio. It was one of the most famous group of athletes to ever come through Kansas City back in the day. From Len Dawson to Curly Culp, and I go down the whole list. It's one of the reasons I actually turned out a pseudo decent human being, I guess is the best way to put it. A lot of people might argue that, but I had a father who obviously, was good at discipline. My butt would show you that at times. Mm-hmm. If it had to happen back in the day.
We're good. Hey, Mike, can you stick around, man? Because we got so many more questions for you, and we're going to do a lightning round, too, okay?
Sure, fire away.
Okay. All right, Mike Swanson with the Kansas City Royals, vice president, joins us on the other side here on Dana and Parks. He is your quarantine conversation of the day.
Cold beer, conversation, just a couple old boys
A little time well wasted. Trying to figure out life. Trying to figure out girls.
Oh, man, I almost got a little sappy here. In this crazy old world. And we'll get back with Mike Swanson here in just a moment. My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, posted this on Facebook just now. It's a picture of their April calendar. She's, like, super organized, like, crazy, freakishly. Go check yourself into a hospital organized. And she wrote, I don't want to delete this stuff. Lydia, by the way, my niece is a senior. Lydia's high school soccer games and team bonding activities, Sam's tennis season, Sam's club soccer games. Feels like deleting it would make it official. I know it is, but I don't want to accept it. Still mourning over here. Oh.
Have you all done the thing where you look at your calendar for the next day out of habit and then you realize how stupid it is to do that because there's nothing on your calendar because there's nothing to do?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike Swanson, Vice President with the Kansas City Royals, joining us on the hotline. He is your quarantine conversation of the day. Today, of course, Mike, would be opening day for the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. Other than the obvious baseball and opening day, those notwithstanding, what do you miss the most right now?
It's really hard to put into words. The whole day. I mean, everything about it. The fact that we would have flown in last night from Detroit with a 5-0 record and leading the American League West, or Central, rather. And to be home in front of our fan base and to hear the guys introduced and to, you know, to get that first week under my belt with Mike Matheny as a game manager. I've been around him now for over a year through spring training, at least the first part of spring training, and, you know, to be able to be around him and work with him and the players themselves. I mean, trust me, I'm the guy right now who's, you know, literally texting and calling the players almost every day during this break to get them to do some social media things to humanize them if we can. And they're doing just a ridiculously good job at it. The videos that I've been getting back from them, the work that they've been doing for us since they can't play baseball right now. And to be able to get them back in their uniforms and get them on the field. I mean, this is an awfully long answer to that question, but just everything about the day. I mean, in as much as we have a full press box and to be up there with everybody again and be reunited, it's Trevor Vance's grass field. I mean, it just, there's so many things I'm missing today that just hurt.
I even said to my husband last night, I feel like, and Scott and I are very blessed right now to be able to work out of our homes and do what it is that we love to do and continue to do those things. But one of the things I said to my husband when he got home, I said, I think I missed the drive home, because during that drive home, you have 15 or 20 minutes just to decompress. And I would listen to music and not think, just drive home. And, you know, when you're home, you don't have the drive home. And it's important that we're all inside right now. And I get that. I just miss being in the car driving home sometimes to have that time to get away from the four walls that we're in, even though I'm thankful to have the four walls.
Dana, we have the designated hitter in our league, and I'm the DS of our family. I'm the designated shopper because I have to get in the car. I have to go out. Yeah, I'm that guy breaking the rules, but I'm the one who's going to the store and getting the groceries because I've got to get out of this house for a few minutes. I've been on the go for 41 plus years, and I wasn't meant to be locked up in this room, and like I said earlier, my wife and daughter weren't ready for me to be locked up in this house either. So
they're like, "Why don't you take a 2-hour break and go to the store?"
Hey, yeah, Mike, exactly. Mike, we got 20 seconds, so 10 second answers for each. What are you binge watching right now, if anything?
I'm not a binge watcher. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm learning Netflix and I'm watching movies. I actually watched Mark Wahlberg's Spencer Confidential last night and laughed my butt off. That's kind of it for me.
All right, what are you reading?
It's funny. Being in sports, I had a lot of books given to me over the years, and I'm actually reading a book that I got to work with George Will on a long, long time ago called Men at Work. And it had been sitting on my shelf, and I thought, you know what? I'm actually going to read this thing. And I was with the San Diego at the time, and he did a section of the book on Tony Gwynn, and it was awesome. So it's been really cool to read that.
Hey, Mike, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for your time, and be safe and be well, my friend.
You all be safe, too, and let's meet at the ballpark at some point. Thanks so much for having me on.
Look forward to that, my friend. News is coming up next. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Park, Sam Steve III here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.